Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by SuperValu Insurance, looking out for you and yours with our new life and mortgage protection insurance.
Actors Brian Murray and Una Crawford O'Brien, sitting beside me here, have many stage and screen roles under their belts, including The Irish RM and Brookside for Brian, Halcyon Days and Menopause, a musical for Una. But they got to know each other very well in RTÉ's Fair City. They play on-screen couple Bob and Renee, and in real life, they're a couple too. Well, this week they were on hand to lend their support to the Alzheimer's Association Tea Day fundraiser because it's a cause close to their hearts. Brian was diagnosed with Alzheimer's 5 years ago this month, and Brian Murray and Una Crawford O'Brien join me now. Morning to you both.
Good morning.
You were telling him there not to give away the Stevie Nicks song. Words. She's warning you, Brian. Don't say it.
I saw that.
Listen, how are you doing? You're looking great, both of you. How are you doing, Brian?
Good, thanks. Yeah, good.
Never lost the charm. I gather you were in here working yesterday on Fair City.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you enjoy that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you remember it?
Sort of, yes.
Yeah.
Leanna met you at reception and she brought you in and you had rehearsal.
Yes.
And Dermot, who feeds you the lines through your ears, he was listening to you read the lines.
Yeah.
And your director was Eleanor Cunney.
Yeah.
And you came home buzzing.
Yeah.
You were delighted with it. It was great.
Of course. Do you know? Yeah, I don't do this every day. Do you know what I do? And I just, I'm delighted.
What's not to love about it?
What's not to love about it, yeah.
It's so interesting because you get the lines fed through your ears, don't you?
Yes, yes.
That's very interesting because you can't remember the lines at the moment. Many of us can never remember lines anyway. But explain how that works, actually. Do you want to explain that, Una? Or Brian?
Do you remember? He sound puts an earpiece in his ear, and then Dermot is in one of the booths, and he feeds him all his lines.
Yeah.
But he has listened to him sufficiently to know Brian's intonations, and so therefore he's able to feed him that.
Yeah,
which is great. Of course, you two met on Fair City, didn't
we? We did.
How long ago?
You joined in 2005, and that was our first meeting.
Yes, darling.
Yes, darling.
And I enjoyed it very much.
And, I mean, there was certainly no romance on either of our minds at the time. We just became good friends and we started talking the first day and thankfully we're still talking today.
Yes, yeah,
and that's probably added to the strength of your relationship at the moment, would you say, as well, Una and Brian? Because you started as friends.
Yes.
Obviously, then you became more than friends. But
yes.
Once friends, always friends.
Yes, I think so. And your relationship changes it changes anyway. But with Alzheimer's, it certainly brings a huge amount of change. And if you have friendship to start with, it certainly helps.
Yeah. Yeah.
You love your dog, don't you? You were telling me that before we went live. But tell me about Bob.
Bob, yes.
Yeah.
He's a little black Scottie. And he's very, 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 very small, and he's a great runner and walker. Do you know what I mean? And he's great to be with. And
tell Miriam about his haircut.
Tell me about his haircut.
Well, he gets his haircut, you know, every so often, because he has lots of hair on him. But when it happens, when the
grooming.
The groomer comes along and he starts to do that like that. You know what I mean? It's a bit cold, this. You know,
we had to get him sedated this time and the poor fella came back. You wouldn't recognise him.
You wouldn't recognise him. He looked like he was a skeleton.
So I had to put a coat on him to keep him warm.
This lady can knit in her sleep.
This is Una.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And she knitted a most fantastic woolen for Bob to actually have it, and he loves it. It keeps him warm, and it's all And he loves when we're off. You're taking a good long walk, and we were told when we were getting him, they said that the Scotties have five times the
500 times the scent of smell.
500 times the scent of smell, and he has a nose that can smell anything.
Fantastic. Yeah. He just and actually, them. Dogs are great for chatting to people as well, aren't they?
Fantastic.
Everyone wants to talk to you when
absolutely,
you have a dog.
Yeah. Yeah. But the great thing about Bob particularly is he has, he's not a very big dog, but at the back, his tail, when you start talking to him, the tail goes like that.
And at this stage, I don't know who brings who for a walk. Bob knows.
Bob takes me for the walk, actually. Yeah.
And sometimes Bob gets walked three or four times a day because Brian has forgotten that he's and he's only short little legs.
Yes. Yeah. Not again.
But he's great. He's great fun to be with. Mm. And as Ernest says, he can be the only thing that he can't understand when we're out walking myself and himself, and a bus passes by. He actually goes down onto his tummy and he shivers when the bus is going by.
I bought him for Brian's 70th birthday because his birthday is in July and I knew in May that he had Alzheimer's. And he didn't particularly ask for a dog, but I bought it for him and it's been the best thing.
It's been a great birthday.
Absolutely.
So remind people, it's 5 years, isn't it, Una?
Yes.
Since the diagnosis of Alzheimer's. Did you spot it early or not?
I did. Simple things like Brian would get confused with what bin to put things into was a constant, but I just thought he wasn't listening to me or he didn't bother, he was ignoring
me. We're all a bit like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's why I assumed. And then the lines were the final thing that really made me know that he wasn't up to his what he would usually be. Mm. Because normally he'd pick up a script and he'd have it off within minutes.
Yeah.
And he was really struggling. We were doing Halcyon Days at the time. And he couldn't get to grips with it.
Just have to go and just read it down and start putting it into your head, you know. Mm. And that was a new thing to happen.
And he was getting angry with himself and with me for not being able to remember them. Mm. So one day I suggested to him that he'd do something about it and he did.
Yeah.
You were very amenable to do something about it. Yeah. But it had taken me about 3 months to suggest it to him to do
when
it.
When you say do something about it, go and get a diagnosis,
yes.
Is that what you mean?
Yes. Yeah. Maybe it wasn't dementia, but my mother had Alzheimer's and my grandmother had dementia. So I kind of knew the signs. Mm. And so I wasn't surprised when they said it.
But you're sitting in front of me now, Brian. I'm cautious that we don't want to look. We're talking over you and you look and seem fine to me.
Mm-hmm.
Are you conscious of memory loss?
I'm not as conscious of memory loss now than I had been before. You know, so it's kind of, I think it's gone to the back of my head. Do you know? Mm. So I've all that happened before, not being able to remember stuff. That was a bit scary, and I just kind of thought the only way to go is to go up and carry on, and it was always good, and thank goodness in Fair City and all the rest of it, they were great to actually give me support.
Hmm.
And they even had a little thing at the beginning in my ear that my lines would be actually fed to me, which was fantastic.
They're still doing that, Brian.
And that, and they were just magnificent at it, you know. And I was so delighted about it, because the first when it started to be bad, I thought, well, that might be the end of this bit. Do you know what I mean? But no, it wasn't.
I met you over the years and you seem no different to me than 5 years. Have you noticed changes?
Oh, yes. Like it has changed considerably. And even in the last year, it has changed even more. It's kind of the short term is completely gone and the long term is going. And but Brian is happy and
very
active. And stimulation is very important for people. Mm. If people don't go out or meet people, that's what keeps Brian going. The fact that he is out working, that he is walking the dog, that he's going out later now with his daughter, Laura, for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
And Tuesday, his brother is going to take him out. So things like that are very important, because him living with me all the time is not stimulating because he sees me. So therefore, I'm not stretching him.
Mm.
But it's very important for him to keep going. And that helps maintain what he's doing, I suppose, is one way of doing it.
Go on, Brian.
This is a great woman. She's a great woman.
She is.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, with Alzheimer's and with all that stuff, and the two of us kind of get along well together.
I see that.
It's just glorious to be with Una. Do you know what I mean?
That doesn't mean to say I want to kill him half the time.
Well, that's a lovely tribute, Brian. No, and it's a real recognition of her and what she does.
Ah, yeah. It's important, I think, you know, in like that, and she's just terrific.
Yeah. But between the Alzheimer's Society, and he's also part of a group called the Felicon Bon, run by Adele Carey, and they both of them have been really brilliant help. But you do need assistance. I need assistance. He needs assistance. He has a man who comes every Friday, and is there for 3 hours, and they go out for a walk and they chat, and I also have made very good friends, and sometimes. And anybody who's looking after somebody will tell you that their patience sometimes goes. And there are days when they're far worse than others and all you want to do is launch out. And if you have somebody like I have that I can pick up the phone and rant and rave to them, it's brilliant, because then the next day we're grand again. The next minute in Brian's...
Because you're a very positive couple. I met you the other day at the Tea Day fundraiser here in RT, and like I can see like you laugh a lot together. You're so happy together. But about yourself, you have two children, you have two sons, haven't you?
Yes.
And they're great. And you have a granddaughter.
I do indeed. Georgia.
Sirica.
Yes.
But Sirica is relevant, that second name. Do you mind telling me about your little Sirica?
My Sirica. She was born in 1990. She was the happiest, smiliest baby you could ever imagine. I remember a friend of mine said to me, "You're going to have trouble with that young one later," because she was just so good. And the only time she didn't smile was when you produced a camera. So I have loads of photographs, but she's not smiling in any of them except for one. And then one day she died. I had a cot death, and I went up. It was a glorious July the 12th, the glorious 12th, as they say, and it was a glorious day. I went up and she was in her cot and she was blue. And I thought, because she was so warm and she was hot, she was still alive. So we called the ambulance, and she was dead, and I'll never forget it. And It did a few things for me. It made me realise that when good things happen, you have to seize them with both hands. And the other thing it made me do is try and live in the moment, which is what I'm doing with Brian. And but I have glorious memories of her. She was only 4 months old. She was 17 weeks exactly. And my son Tim was before her. He was 4 and a half. And then Fionn came after. So,
yeah, shocking. But look. As you say, it makes you appreciate life and living. And
So when Brian came along, we had a great time, didn't we?
We did.
And you still have a great time.
We do. We can go loads of places, because Brian doesn't remember he's been there. So we can actually go back to the same place and have a great time.
It has a positivity. Let's get it out of here. Let's go. Where am I going?
That's actually great. Actually, Siobhan at Farm has texted to say, "I saw Una in Halcyon Days in Clontarf and it was fantastic. I met them both afterwards. Lovely people. Wishing them both the very best." Yeah, so you keep very busy, the pair of you, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. We're doers. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah.
First thing Brian says every morning is, "What are we doing today?
What are we doing today?"
He has me worn out.
And Bob the dog's worn out.
And Bob has to have a walk as well. So, you know, there's no stop.
Yeah. But it was lovely when you were talking a little earlier, Brian, and you were paying tribute to Una, which I think is great, because you're fully aware of how important she is to you.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah.
Except when you decide to argue, like last night at the watching the match,
the Leinster game,
the Leinster match, and he got thick about it because Leinster were wearing blue, not green.
What was all that about?
And I couldn't convince him that they wear blue.
Ladies and gentlemen, what was all that about?
That's so funny. But look, Una Crawford O'Brien and Brian Murray, you're a joy to sit with, actually, because I know you have issues because you were diagnosed with Alzheimer's, but a happier couple I have not sat in front of for a very long time. Aww. So a credit to you both. Stay being brilliant. Thank you very much for coming in this morning to me. Well done in supporting the Alzheimer's Society's Tea Day during the week. That made a huge difference. And by the way, if anyone listening wants more information, the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland is a great place to start, isn't
it? Absolutely.
Alzheimer.com. www.ireland.ie.